From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Refuge by Lisa Tonbergren. Now let's begin with Refuge. Chapter 1. Friday, July 16th. And if you weren't heading off to some crazy mountain town, you'd be here helping me. Sorry, Susan. If I wasn't on my way to Elkhorn, not that I want you to remember the name, I'd be on my way to the Bahamas. I'm on vacation, remember? No phone calls. Her boss sighed over the cell line from San Francisco. Right. No phone calls. So vacate. Get out of here. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. I'll talk to you then, Rachel agreed. She hung up and stared out the tiny plane window at her right. She and Beth were supposed to be hitting Club Med this year, but instead Rachel found herself on a minuscule plane, bouncing over air pockets formed by the soaring Rocky Mountains below. She closed her eyes and envisioned herself vacationing on a tropical island, sipping iced tea served by handsome single men. Her stomach rose as the tiny puddle jumper dropped 500 feet. The pilot leaned around the tiny curtain that had been placed there in a vain attempt to conceal the cockpit's blinking lights and array of instruments.
"Quite a ride, huh?"
he asked loudly of Rachel, giving her a cocky wink and a grin. He leaned back into his seat before he could see her grimace, and turned what she knew must be a pale green as they sailed upward, and then down again.
"Might as well be a roller coaster," Rachel mumbled.
She closed her eyes and turned her thoughts to warm ocean breezes, hoping to settle her stomach. Maybe she could get away to the tropics this spring, alone if necessary. The startling mountainous beauty below was lost on her. In Rachel's eyes, this was the end.